Shifting Sands, Devotion by Liesl Tjaart. 2020 has been a year filled with change, uncertainty, and even fear. At times, we couldn't see what the way forward would look like. In fact, the path forward kept shifting during COVID. At times, it reminded me of a scene in a desert where the wind changes the sand dunes and the shifting sand changed the appearance of the environment. Amongst shifting sands and sand dunes, it is hard to find your way and see the way forward. The winds blow the sand and everyone in it to and fro, unless they find stable ground or follow someone who knows the terrain. We all know that our stable ground should be Jesus. Psalm 18 says that Jesus is our rock, our fortress, our strength, and our deliverer. Matthew 7 says we should be wise and build our house on the rock. We even sang the song, Build Your House on the Rock, in Sunday school. We sing the hymn, On Christ, My Solid Rock I Stand, as adults, but we still take our eyes off Jesus when we find ourselves in times of trouble. We build our house on earthly things and place our hope in shifting sands. Our shifting sands could be job security, our government, or our economy. Our hope can be in that pay rise, the next holiday, or success. Good gifts from God can even become our security, like our children's performance and their behavior. God has given us many good things, but they can never be our rock because they will crumble one day. They are not eternal and they are not God. If you feel like you have lost your way and you can't see the way forward, let me remind you of the words in Psalm 61. You can make this prayer your own. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Can I encourage you to put Jesus first and make him the center in every part of your life? Let us look to him to guide us and stand on him, our rock. Cry to him and put your confidence in him. If you need help in coming out of life's desert, remember, we are here to stand by your side and point you to God, our only hope.